brothers and sisters. I'm delighted to be a part of this program this evening. It was about 3 years ago, about a year after I became president of Brigham Young University, that I was approached by the Utah South Area Presidency with regard to the possibility of using this particular site for a double stake center. They had built one on the north end of the stadium parking lot. I had watched that go up, having lived in the community at the time, and thought to myself as I saw it go up that it would be used in the evenings, part of it during the week, and then on Saturdays and Sundays, but it would not be used Monday through Friday. And so when the area presidency approached me, I suggested to them we might try another concept. And that concept would be one where the university, like on campus, would be able to use the new facility Monday through Friday, at least a significant portion of the building, and then have the stakes use it during the weekday evenings and on Saturdays and Sundays. The area presidency thought it was a good idea, and so we went forward taking it to the Board of Trustees on the one hand, and also up through the physical facility side of the church, so that we could get both sides represented in the process of building this new building. I thought it was important for two reasons. One was the cost, because for probably about 20 to 25% more, we could increase the usage of the building by 60 to 70%. Number two, since coming to campus as the president, I've had this very strong, overpowering feeling that we need to combine the secular with the sacred. That the Lord's school does not have a dividing line. Life doesn't have a dividing line, as far as I'm concerned. We need how to be whole people, whether we're in church on Sunday or in our business or in the home Monday through Friday. And so the question came, could we put together a building that would really serve a major unit of the university and at the same time accommodate a stake? I've just finished my second tour of the building. And as I've listened to Brother Ray Graham, who represents the university side, and as I've listened to President Covey, who represents the ecclesiastical side, I have great hope. Actually, there's a third reason. I think this building can be a prototype for what the church does across the earth, if we can learn how to work together in this building, both the university with its purposes and the ecclesiastical side with its. I'm very pleased with what I've seen on both tours. I'm very pleased by the attitude and the willingness of the stake and ward leadership to work with the university leadership and the university to work with the stakes. It seems to me that a pattern is being formed, and a great prospect is being uncovered as the church rolls across the earth over the next few years. This is a special time of the season. It's a season when gifts are exchanged. May I close today by just sharing with you an experience I've had this week that's helped me to understand how God uses everyday life to really be a blessing to us. I spoke at a funeral 3 days ago. It was a funeral of a 15-year-old girl, young woman. She was born with trisomy 18. Now, Down syndrome is trisomy 21. Trisomy means that on one of your genes, you end up with three chromosomes instead of two. And the third chromosome causes a mixing and a disequilibrium in terms of what's going on. Trisomy 18 is lethal. Normally a person with trisomy 18 lives a few hours. A miracle was performed at birth on this small baby. Trisomy 18 attacks the heart and the lungs. That's primarily where the major problems are centered, although it can attack the brain, it can do other things as well. With this young girl, she never walked, she could never talk, but she lived here for 15 years. She took extraordinary care on the part of the parents. What was interesting is the mother was going into English. Her father had this impression she should become a nurse. The daughter at first resisted and then relented and had the same impression herself. She'd graduated from the university nursing program. She'd spent the first 9 months of practice in the pediatrics ward at the hospital when the baby was born. She spent the last 15 years caring from morning till night for this small child. When the young woman died this past week at 15 years of age, she weighed 35 pounds and was about 3 feet long. The mother carried her, or the father carried her everywhere she went. The mother indicated that normally her pattern was to go to sleep about 2 a.m. and wake up at noon, except on Sundays, when she always woke up at 6:30, which gave the mother enough time to get her ready for church. Mother also indicated that when she became 12, from 12 to 15 the last 3 years, every time they would come to the end of the first meeting and it was time to go to young women's, she could see this daughter just begin to shake. She was so excited as she anticipated being with those other young women in that program. At one point, the father of a young woman said to himself, what is the purpose of her life? What can she get out of life? A few nights later, he had a dream. In the dream, a person came to him and took him into a far place. And in that place, he saw a long line of people. And at the head of it, he saw his daughter. And all these people were lined up to thank her for the lessons that she had taught them. As I listened to it, I thought of those lessons. For example, the mother said in a short speech she gave at the funeral, "I can hardly wait for the day when she can put her arms around my neck again, and I can tell that she doesn't want to let me go." I thought of the love that's been created in that family. The next gift the daughter had given to the parents and the other members of the family was one of patience. Every morning, every noon, the mother would start a 3-hour therapy trying to clean out the lungs of this young girl and get her going again during the day. The family in 15 years have had one vacation, with the daughter being cared for by her next sister and a grandmother, while the parents and the other three children took a few days. It's been very costly to care for her. I thought of a lesson of temperance or moderation. I thought of the spiritual witness the father had had and the testimony and the faith that's been built in the family as another gift that's come from her. Even though there was sorrow at the funeral, there was peace and serenity in the hearts of the family. Another gift. All of a sudden it dawned on me that God has used this young woman to help feed the gifts of the Spirit into the lives of the family. Peace, joy, love, faith, temperance, long-suffering. He's helped them, through her, acquire the attributes of the divine nature. At this season, may we be grateful for the ultimate gifts given to us of immortality and eternal life, of which these gifts are an integral part. I ask God's blessings on you and on those who use this building. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.